What is going on, people? This is Elder Tenshi, and welcome to another episode of Otaku Labs. Been a little while since our last episode, and I'm sorry about that. I've been trying to catch up with a few things. Life is going well, but it's getting busier, you know? But I love doing this stuff, and that's why I'm just going to continue doing it for as long as I can. So, if you're a fan of On the Brain Entertainment's content, please, you know, thank you very much. Please continue to listen, and also let friends know. You know, we're a small podcast network, but we have a lot of heart. We have a lot of, you know, have a lot of things going on. Talk about a lot of, you know, good nerdy content, and Otaku Labs is probably my favorite, you know, like my favorite show to do. Besides the main show, it's probably my favorite show to do. Getting right to it, Otaku Labs is a, for those who don't know, is a little show where me and my friends like to talk about our experiences with anime, what we're watching, what we're reading, what we, you know, what we're expecting for the future, you know, and sometimes we talk about select titles, other times we talk about news, but since I'm rolling solo dolo in the, you know, in the lab right now, I'm gonna just pick and choose a few news reports that came out recently and just share my thoughts. So, all right, so first things first, by now, everybody's either gotten used to or is getting used to everything coming up Crunchyroll, you know? Funimation, you know, has, at this point, just let everybody know, like, make sure you got your Crunchyroll account. Make sure you got your Crunchyroll account. When the announcement was first made, like I wanted to do something right then and there. But then I was like, nah, let's see how this goes because the news is still running in. I didn't want to just come up here and just be like, hey, you know, it's official. Crunchyroll is it now runs everything. The whole branding is Crunchyroll. Nah, I knew everybody was gonna do that, so I wanted to give it some time to marinate first before I thought of anything. And yeah, been a fan of Crunchyroll for a long, you know, been a fan for Crunchyroll for a long time, and I'm sitting here saying to myself, yeah, it makes sense that everything would go to Crunchyroll as opposed to Funimation. And I started thinking that after watching a couple videos talking about the reputation between both companies when they were separate, and while Crunchyroll did not have the most stellar of reputations of, like, when it comes to, like, the player and how they treat, you know, and how they treat the people that dub anime for, you know, like the people that would, like, dub anime for them, and, you know, and the ones that are working for them as far as wages, like, which I think is still ridiculous. When we already know about the Funimation controversies, so it made sense that at least after looking at it from that standpoint, that everything would be under the Crunchyroll brand as opposed to the Funimation brand, even though Funimation it has had the longer stint in this, you know, in the industry. At this point, that's either here nor there, and I ain't trying to get on no soapbox, at least not today. Crunchyroll is now, like, you know, it has Funimation's catalog, and it's still getting uploads to its platform on a regular basis. And obviously, there's going to be a lot of changes and everything. And I'm looking forward to seeing what those changes are. One thing I do not like about, and I always had an issue with this, even when I had, you know, a regular Crunchyroll account before. One thing I do not care for is when you were on Crunchyroll or Verve and it would say this particular show has this amount of seasons when it obviously doesn't. You know what I mean? Like, and then you realize it's not seasons, it's language tracks. So why couldn't you just say that? Give us an option to pick which language track it is instead of just going up there and it says that so and so has a certain amount of seasons when it doesn't. It's confusing, you know. Their Verve platform was notorious for that, at least in my eyes. And I loved Verve because of how much content it had, not just anime. You know what I'm saying? But as far as the Crunchyroll Switch, so far it's been pretty smooth. I haven't had any issues with the player. I'm only using it in like two places right now. I'm only using it on my TV, my Google TV, and my laptop. So far, very little issues. I've been hearing for a long time though that people have issues on their game consoles, and I'm really hoping that, while I know we have to account for human error and nobody's perfect, you know, this definitely should be a priority. Why are so many people having issues on their PS4 or PS5 or their Xbox? What is the deal there? Really hoping that they figure this out soon. Now, also keeping it Crunchyroll here, they recently announced that they're gonna do away with the ad-supported content, and in order for you to really, you know, to really have Crunchyroll, you gotta have a subscription. So basically, they're gonna do what Hulu was doing back in the day, like Hulu. As far as I can remember, when Hulu first came out, you didn't necessarily have to have an account to watch anything. But then they came up with Hulu Plus, and their different tiers of accounts. You can have one with ads, have one without ads, you know. But it looks like Crunchyroll is getting rid of ad-supported content to begin, you know. Period. So that's gonna be something new for those who don't already have a premium account. With these streaming services, you can't expect everything to be exactly the same forever, you know. That was a surprise though. I won't lie. That was a surprise to read that they will be getting rid of that very soon. But let's see how it goes. So now we go from Crunchyroll to Netflix. Now Netflix, along with their new announcement to charge you an additional fee for sharing your accounts, whatever. they recently announced on their anime side of things that they will be dropping a new Tekken show, and as a fan of Tekken, I'm really looking forward to this. I remember years back when Manga Entertainment was distributing a anime film for Tekken, and for a long time that's all we had. We had that, and then the live action indie film Tekken, which surprisingly wasn't all that bad. You know what I'm saying? Like with all the video game adaptations we've had. Take them or leave them. You know, there are some gems in there, you know. Now, I know that this is not a direct sequel to that movie, but it feels that way because this starts out with an adult Jin Kazama, whereas before it was talking about his father. So it's like, man, yeah, this family can never catch a break. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's gonna end up falling off, getting thrown off a cliff. But Jin being one of my favorite characters, this is great. Looks like they're gonna be, you know, teaching him about his lineage and teaching him about the Tekken, Tekken tournament and everything. And there has to be a couple scenes where the Devil Gene, you know, comes out. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy about this. But I'm not gonna lie, even though I do like the direction that the art style is going in, and I'm not an artist of any kind. I'm just a fan. But the animation style threw me a little bit, you know. But it's something. It's just something to get used to. You know, I'm seeing more and more of the 3D modeling in anime. I'm seeing a lot more of that in, You know, we've been seeing that in Western cartoons for a while now, and it's gotten better, you know what I mean? It doesn't work for everything, obviously. It doesn't work for everything, but for those that it does work with, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. Like Ghost in the Shell, the new Ghost in the Shell on Netflix kind of threw me for a loop a little bit based on the way the animation is. It kind of looked a little plasticky to me, but still enjoyable, you know? Same thing with something like Ultraman. Still enjoyable, even if the 3D didn't always, you know, didn't always look great. And as far as the Dragon Ball Super movie, we'll see as more information becomes available, because that's coming up soon. But yeah, looking forward to Tekken, looking forward to this new anime. Let me know what you think. Everything that I'm talking about in these episodes, the sources will be in the description box for, you know, wherever you're listening to this. And if you want to check it out, feel free. And catch me on the Brain Entertainment Instagram. That's On the Brain ENT on Instagram. Now, the last story we're going to talk about for today's episode is the announcement that there's going to be a official Ruby anime. Now, if you're familiar with Ruby from Rooster Teeth, you know how popular that was when it first came out. Like, there was some naysayers about it. Until this day, there still are, of course. It's been around for a long time. Some prefer the spin-off to it, the spoof on its own, you know, on its own world, Ruby Chibi. I was a big fan of that too. As far as this, I'm really excited. Like, I was a huge Ruby fan when it first came out. I followed it up into volume 3. It was either volume 3 or volume 4. And I always thought that the 3 animation was cool. I always liked it. I knew that when the show first came out that not everybody that was working on the show was a professional, so I gave it a lot of, you know, I gave it a lot of leeway in that way, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, the story was a little predictable, but yet, I liked the characters. I really enjoyed the characters. Now, when that trailer dropped, when the Japanese trailer dropped, okay, and I saw the way it was animated, I was like, this is something I always wanted for the Ruby franchise. I kind of prefer looking at everything in two dimensions. I think it, you know, I think the 3D is fine, the 3D is fine, but I always thought it would look better in 2D, you know what I'm saying? It would look better in 2D, especially after seeing, like, art of it. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, like, fan art. I'm talking about, like, even though the fan art was dope, a lot of the fan art was dope, I'm not gonna lie, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing. But when I mean the art, I mean the comics that came out later on, the manga that came out later on. This got so much love in Japan. I'm like, it was only a matter of time before they came out with an official something. You know what I'm saying? I didn't expect an anime. I was expecting more manga. I was expecting more expansion on the lore. But here we have Ruby Ice Queendom, which seems to be exploring the very beginning of the show, and exploring the character of Weiss's family lineage more. Now, I'm getting that from the fact that it's called Ice Queendom, like, because of their family, a lot of their family, they cold as ice. Yes, I made that joke. Whatever. This looks really cool. It's gonna have a Japanese and an English dub. And knowing that this, you know, originally came from the US and got so much love in Japan that it just, you know, that it really started to, you know, have its own following over there. It's just great. You know, to me, it's just great. I do plan on watching it. I don't think I'm gonna review it. I'm putting my list together of shows that I want to review and talk about, and one of them will be talked about next week. And if you know me, you know I'm a slice of life fan. I love my action anime, but I love to calm down with a nice slice of life story. And what's one of the best slice of life anime to come out this season, and that would be My Dress Up Darling. You know what I'm saying? Very relatable. It just ended, and I want to give my 2 cents on it. Won't be too long, I promise, but I want to go through things as far as the anime, because I haven't read the manga. I want to go through some things with a fine tooth comb and just give my opinion. But that's pretty much it. We are 15 minutes in, and I got through a few stories. It'll be a while before I'm like back to full form for this particular part of the platform. But thanks for joining me in the lab today. If you want to check out more stories and everything, just like I said, check us out on the Brain Entertainment on Instagram, and I will catch you on the latest episode of Otaku Labs. Peace, love, and never be normal.